We were all taken by surprise yesterday to listen to him in a well-attended live from his Facebook meeting to say that he is returning. He says he's returning because people are being killed, they're being persecuted by the authorities here because they want him. So he says he's coming, he will be ready to be killed or arrested, which is a kind of unexpected move from him. But it seems that a lot has been going below the table vis-a-vis the political party that was supporting him, as they have made it public that they will take their seats in parliament. That has been framed as treason.
So you say that you were all surprised because just last week he was supposed to give a speech or postpone the speech to talk about the next phase of the protest. Is that why people are surprised, or were they expecting for the protest to continue?
The surprise is very much speaking to that number one, he was in the momentum of actually laying out the next phase of demonstrations. He had labeled it the spearhead phase, which is the final stage of the demonstrations towards his inauguration, as he was saying. So he was in that mood, in that momentum. Then, as you clearly said, he postponed the detailing of that on technical issues. And then yesterday he says he's coming back. So it seems that there's something happening behind the scenes that people have no clue what it is. But definitely he said to be coming back, and he seemed not to be in the mood of someone who is in the momentum of coming for the inauguration, as you were saying. Now he seems to have a different tone, a tone of somebody who is returning to what might do something that he might not even know how the authorities would react to that.
Now, you mentioned the opposition members of parliament. Did you say that they have accepted to be in the government?
Yes. The Podemos party leader publicly said that there are 40-plus MPs. They will be inaugurated on the 12th, as we know. And there has been a public outcry. People labeling Forquilla as a traitor, for somebody who, in fact, was given a ride by Venancio Mondlane, and now he is now kind of sidelining him, signing deals with Frelimo to take their seats in parliament, and people are not happy about that.
So before I let you go, what is the mood in the country about the inauguration?
What we see in the public domain is kind of twofold. On the one hand, you have a mood, social media, everywhere, people are not happy with the fact that Chapo is going to be inaugurated. You see clearly dissatisfaction and negative reactions to that. And it seems that not only in the space of social media, but in the community level, people are reacting negatively to that. You see images of Chapo being torn apart, being banned. And we have seen even graveyards with Chapo pictures, of etc. You know what that means. I mean, it's a mocking type of a funeral, but it gives you the sense of how negative people are about Chapo. On the other hand, you see a Frelimo that claims the victory, but it has no numbers in town. You don't see the usual red waves of Frelimo t-shirts in town exhibiting. You don't see that. You see that Frelimo people seem to be in the hiding.